The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Food shaming Hong Kong and gardening. Food shaming Hong Kong and gardening. Keep it quick. We've got things to do. Have you been food shamed before? You experienced the wrath of a food shamer? Are you a food shamey? Yes, I've been told off for eating eggs and tuna. I'm just living my best protein life. I'm just trying to do my bit. Also, we did Hong Kong couch surfing bingo. I am going to Hong Kong and staying on someone's couch. But whose? Whose Hong Kong couch, I hear you ask? Cindy Yu's? Wing Lee's? San Lee Yap's? Pineapple Sweetie? maybe one of those. And also, Costa Georgiadis came in. Well, for a pre-meeting. Harvest is only a few weeks away. Very nervous times in the pre-harvest meeting. Enjoy the quickie. Woman, 50, has been fined after tirade of disgusting comments to commuter eating boiled eggs. Well, a 50-year-old woman has launched a furious tirade at someone else on the train for eating, in quotes, disgusting food during rush hour. Alrighty. A woman has been fined $2,820 after the furious tirade at a fellow commuter eating smelly eggs. Samantha Mead confronted Erica Stoter when she tucked into her boiled breakfast, a court heard on Tuesday. British city worker Mead put on a bad face when Miss Stoter opened her box of eggs, started to eat them around 6 a.m. on the train from Essex to London. The victim said she gestured with a shrug of her shoulders to Mead that she was apologetic, but the 50-year-old quickly and aggressively moved towards her and leaned into her face. This is a highly aggressive food shaming act that the courts have come down hard on, Chewy Louie.
Well, look, I agree with the lady here because I've been stuck in your hideous van with your hideous boiled eggs.
What?
And they absolutely stink. I see where the lady on the train is coming from.
I am a firm believer that man's mouth overrides lady's nose any day of the week.
No, you said that to me earlier. It's not true. The smell of boiled eggs in a small confined space like the van
it's food.
Or the train.
Tough titties. Tough titties with chicken schnitties. You like the smell of chicken schnitties?
Sometimes.
Yeah, so all of a sudden you're determining what I can eat just based on the positive neurons that go into your brain through your nose.
You'd be one of those people who would bring, fish to the office.
Well, that's exactly right. I've been train shamed, and I'm sure I've said it on this show before, that I was food shamed on a train when eating a small can of John West lemon and pepper tuna.
Lemon and pepper smells the worst.
Doesn't matter. I don't care what your nose thinks. I'm eating food. If I'm bringing raw rubbish fish on the train, sure. If I'm farting on the train, sure. Food, if I can eat it, that takes precedence every day of the week.
But there's like unwritten rules of what you can and can't eat in a certain place because like fish stinks out the office. If you're heating that up in the microwave, no. Boiled eggs also smell like farts. You may as well just be farting.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. No, it's not. The second that it's a smell coming from a food, I'm sorry, you got no case anymore. I mean, let's ask our cultural exchange student, Nicholas from Sweden, for those who don't know him.
The Danny Lakey Lay Show exchange student.
Hi, it's Nicholas.
Yeah, hello, Nicholas.
Hello.
I'm sorry that this isn't normal. We don't usually bicker on the show.
It's
quite embarrassing in front of our foreign guests. But in places as nice as Sweden, that's notorious for its high standards of living.
Yeah.
Would you be train shamed if you opened up an egg or some tuna on a train?
I wouldn't say so. So in Sweden, we have something called the Jantelagen.
Mm.
And that is like you never publicly shame or tell someone they did something wrong out in the open.
Oh, well, where you need to move. No, you need to move to Sweden with your boiled
eggs. So everybody just sit with a stone face, smelling it, and doesn't say a thing.
This is a place I want to live.
Yeah. Move there with your boiled eggs, please.
No, move the Swedish tradition to Australia. Yeah. We need more people like that.
But what you should try is the Swedish surströmming. Do you know what it is?
We have a hot box there. I did it in a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is before you came along. The world's stinkiest fish. Okay. I ate it in a tent.
That smells.
Yeah, let's actually
awful.
Find that on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page and repost that on the story because that was fun. That was about a year and a half ago.
Oh,
I've got it in my
God,
beard.
I'm glad I wasn't here.
I've got it in my beard and in my fingernails.
Yeah.
Weeks.
Oh,
yeah, stunk. Look, 131060. Want to know? Have you been food shamed?
Have you ever been food shamed?
Yeah, have you? 131060. Have you been on a train food shamed? Does it go further than tuna and eggs? Because those are probably the two big examples.
They're the worst.
Want to know if there's any other foods that apparently you're not allowed to eat in a public space? Josh on 131060. Hello.
Hey, Danny.
You've been food shamed?
Not in a public place as such, but when my friends seen me make what I had to eat one time, they were like, how the hell do you eat that? What is this, a meat pie sandwich? Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with a meat pie sandwich.
Well, I beg to differ.
Oh, what? Now, it's not smelly, but it's a bit of an eyesore for you now, is it, as well?
Yeah, it's a bit too carby for me.
Oh, too carby for your old eyes. Oh, dearie me. This is worse than I thought. Ellie on 131060. Have you been food shamed?
Oh, mate, you better believe it.
I believe it. If you tell me.
Oh, so I was at uni and I was in the library eating this super Greek wagyu dish. Like, I'm talking souvlaki, potatoes, like a whole thing, right? And on the Facebook page, this is before Instagram, this is like the number one social page that everybody looked at. This super skippy, racist Aussie girl calls me out and embarrasses me all over the Facebook page.
Oh, like the uni gossip
Facebook page.
And then, like, this girl eating that, how dare she?
Oh, my God. And she's like, she's stinking out the library. How dare she? Take your food back to your own country. Like, it was so rude.
Yeah, and I've told Lou to get off social media and stop tarring people on that page.
I would never, Ali. I love me a souvlaki.
Jackson on 131060. Wrap this up. Food shaming?
Yeah, I used to food shame my boss. For heating up his pasta with Parmesan in the microwave.
Okay, so this is a food shamer, not a food shamee. You are the toxic stain in the workplace that's not allowing cheesy reheated meals.
Yeah, I am. It smells like baby spew.
No, see, I'm really contradicting myself here with each caller, but God, I love the smell of cheese. You could heat that up any day in my office.
Oh, yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander when there's cheese involved, isn't there?
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake and Lake Show quickie.
Only a few weeks left of the year for us, Shuey Louie.
I know.
Only a few weeks left for the Danny Lake and Lake Show. Obviously back, bigger and better next year. But time for a well-deserved holiday. I'll be spending the first week of my holiday in Hong Kong. Never been before. Real excited about it. Bit of a cultural melting pot where sort of old age China meets expat civilization.
Yeah, I went once and I had a 16-hour stopover and I went on that train that goes straight in.
Oh, really?
Wandered around for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Went back to the airport.
Yeah.
It was too much for me.
Too much.
Very tired.
Yeah, sensory overload.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's the culture shock that I'm looking to get high on.
That's what you'll get.
I travel a little bit differently. In Hong Kong, I won't be staying in a hotel. I won't be staying in a hostel. I won't be staying in an Airbnb or a motel. I will be couch surfing. Get around me. Surfing couches, baby.
What does that entail? Like, so you just literally stay on a random's couch?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done it heaps before. It's a good way to travel. So, like, you'll stay with a local, you'll just crash on their couch, or if they've got a spare bed or whatever, it's all online, and you ask them, you message them, you've all got your own profiles. It's kind of like Facebook, but just people crashing at each other's houses.
Is that not then, scary or, like, dodgy?
Not when you're a muscly guy like me. There's also the magic that you're not going by the tourist books. You know, you're not just going to go see all the sites that you read on Lonely Planet. This is someone who lives and breathes that city. Yeah. So they show you all the hot spots.
Yeah, you go in all the authentic food spots. Mm-hmm.
I meet their friends, everything. Very exciting. One of the great things about couch surfing is roaming on couchsurfing.com and seeing just who you're going to stay with. And I've fired off a couple of messages a couple of days ago and one of them's got back to me. Now, I messaged 5 different people.
So does someone have to pick you? So you could say, hey, I'm doing, ready to roam around, come at me.
Exactly.
And they could say, no.
Yeah.
Or they could say, come on, Danny.
Yeah, well, they can ignore you. They can say, no, sorry. Or they can say, yeah, exactly. So I said, yeah, I'm an Aussie guy. I'm going to be here from this date to that date. I'm looking to soak up the culture. Happy to stay with you for a couple of days if you have me, blah, blah, blah. Sent it to 5 chicks. I just like staying with chicks more. They're just more open. It's better, easier to chat with, really. They're just...
Is there a hidden reason for the woman?
No. So I said, I set my search filter. And 5 girls I replied, and 1 got back to me. So I thought we could play a little game of...
It's time to play Hong Kong Couch Surfing Bingo.
So a little prize tonight to whoever can guess the correct Hong Kong lady that replied to me.
That you'll be staying with.
That I'll be staying with.
So on their couch.
Yes. Whose couch am I staying on? So this is lady number one. This is Wing Lee.
Let's get to know Wing Lee, a 32-year-old marketing student, fluent in Cantonese plus English, learning Japanese, philosophy. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing.
Nice. Good one, Wing Lee. So I was immediately attracted to Wing Lee's profile. But did she respond to me? I'm not sure. Lady number two.
Let's get to know Cindy Yu, a 33-year-old cake artist, fluent in Cantonese, learning English. She loves making new friends in hostel.
Cake
artist. Yeah. You better watch out. You've been shredding and those wings will get a lot fatter staying with Cindy Lou.
I know. I did like that she was a cake artist, but I was a little dubious that she's still learning English. But that could be a good cultural exchange. Yes. Who knows? Let's get to know lady number three.
Let's get to know Pineapple Sweetie, a 26-year-old geography student, fluent in Cantonese plus English, learning German. Current mission is be kind, never stop learning, plus also have a wicked time.
Yeah, she like Pineapple Sweetie likes to have a wicked time.
She sounds like a bit of you.
Yeah.
Bit of bad boy.
You can imagine the second I saw Pineapple Sweetie on couchsurfing.com, I had to click and request to stay with Pineapple
Surely
Sweetie.
Surely that can't be her real name.
No, I think it's Kaz. But
the nickname.
Yeah.
But Pineapple.
Pineapple Sweetie.
Let's get to know San Li Yap, a 27-year-old engineer, fluent in Cantonese English, plus learning Spanish. Current mission is to plan our future carefully, plus do meaningful things.
Yeah, San Li Yap.
She also sounds
lady.
Like a bit of you.
Yeah.
You know, take on the world together.
This final lady, I mean, all five are reasonable candidates. You can see why I was spoilt for choice in Hong Kong.
Let's get to know Megan Wong, a 32-year-old yoga teacher, fluent in Cantonese plus English. She likes trying new things, taking the challenge, plus playing yoga.
Her words, not the geezers.
Playing yoga.
That's what it says on her couch surfing. Who am I? Who am I to say that she doesn't know proper English?
Maybe there's a yoga board game
she
has.
That's what I think she means. 13, 10, 60. A prize for whoever can guess which one of these five Hong Kong couch surfers is allowing me to stay at their house on my Hong Kong holiday. Is it Wing Lee, Cindy Yu, Pineapple Sweetie, San Li Yap, or Megan Wong? Pick your Hong Kong babe. Michael, who do you think?
Yeah, I reckon you're stoked to do a bit of yoga couch surfing. Megan Wong.
Megan Wong. A lot of people said Megan Wong. Mm. That was the bookie's favourite coming through on 13, 10, 60. I think the yoga was a strong tip-off, but unfortunately, she's been playing too much yoga and not responding to the big dog.
She's stretching.
Won't be staying at Megan Wong's house, unfortunately. But the couch looked very inviting. It's disappointing. Sienna on 13, 10, 60. Hello.
Hi.
Who do you think was responding to my Hong Kong couch surfing message?
Oh, look, I think it was Cindy Yu.
Cindy Yu, the cake artist. Mm. Wow, I do like cakes. But unfortunately, Cindy Yu has been baking too many cakes and not replying to the big dog.
Baking too many cakes, no time for the lake dog.
Real disappointing. Katie, who do you think? We've only got three left.
I think it's San Li Yap.
San Li Yap, the 27-year-old engineer.
Oh, I thought this one as well.
Yeah.
Good chat with the engineer, you know, like quite smart chat, not just general chit-chat.
Civilised couch banter. That's what I am after on a holiday. But unfortunately, San Li Yap did not reply.
Must have been the straw hat.
Lara, come on. We've only got two left. Pineapple Sweetie and Wing Lee. Who do you think it is, Lara?
I think it's Pineapple Sweetie.
It bloody is Pineapple Sweetie. I'm staying at Pineapple Sweetie.
26-year-old Pineapple Sweetie. She better be a sweetie.
Oh, yeah, I bet she's as sweet as they come. One of the sweetest couches. Pineapple Sweetie's couch is where I'll be staying. You don't find that on Trivago.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. When the Discovery Garden was announced, Lakey was 110% on board.
Why are you so excited? This is for children, Lakey.
No, absolutely not. This is for single men who like to do their part for the environment. By summertime, I'll be tossing a salad for George Columbaris.
But as the garden grew, Lakey encountered a problem.
I need to move to bigger land spaces, Shuey Lewis.
So he repotted them with special soil.
This was described to me by the man at Bunnings as Viagra for plants.
And also,
I've been introducing a phosphorus urine, aka my piss.
Costa Georgiatis supported Lakey's urating.
Those radishes are living large on Lakey. This is a microgreens enterprise.
Yeah. And now it's time for Lakey's and Costa's pre-harvest meeting.
Yes, this is the moment that I've been waiting for a very long time. 3 weeks away from harvesting my crop, my farm, my garden, my property, my acreage, the Discovery Garden.
You're way too passionate about this. It's a tiny, like, 30-centimetre box and you're calling it a farm.
Yeah, it's a lot. Symbolic of urban agriculture and food security.
Yeah.
This is Lakeyland. Mm. This is a sovereign state.
If this was in Scotland, I'd be classified as a lord right now. You know that.
Lord Lakey.
All right, mate. Bit optimistic. Lord Lakey.
Now, Costa, I want you to react 100% naturally and wholeheartedly when I reveal my Woolworths Discovery Garden to you. We've got a big cloth draped over the top of it.
I mean,
it is time to reveal my work.
I don't know whether I need to sit down or stand up, but I'm nervous.
Careful, make sure there's something you can hold on to so you don't collapse.
My palms are gone sweaty.
I present to you, 3 weeks pre-harvest, the Woolworths Discovery Garden!
Costa can't even speak. He's so amazed.
Yeah. Be honest. Is it better, worse, or the same as what you're expecting 3 weeks out pre-harvest?
I mean, the lettuce is thriving.
It is. The lettuce is thriving.
What's that big, tall one right there?
Tomato.
No.
Tomato. Yeah. Order.
Apology.
Pre-harvest meeting is getting out of hand. All chaos is broken loose. Let's be organised here and start with the herbs. I am overwhelmed.
Can you sit down? Lakey's standing on a chair.
No, I need to be able to see my land.
He's observing his land. It's larger than a compound.
I am overwhelmed with my basil, my coriander, my parsley, my chives, and the dill. Like you, Costa, you would have experienced the thrill of the dill, and you can see that it is in full swing. These are herbs that are ready for the picking. They're ready to garnish.
Colour, there's texture, there's aroma, body, and there's volume. Mm. I mean, we're feeding.
All right, carry on with the meeting. You two stop.
He's in a gardening trance.
We're feeding people.
Look, please talk us through the tomatoes because it's a massive vine right now. But someone said that the tomatoes should be dangling off the vines. I see no red tomatoes.
Yeah, look,
is this true? Or
Jack gave up on this stalk.
So it's a big stalk, but there's no tomatoes 3 weeks out.
Yeah,
should I prepare for a 3-course meal without any tomatoes?
Yeah, I'd ditch.
It's me thinking it was, oh, wow, those big green leaves of tomatoes underneath. No, nothing there,
nothing there.
Yeah, you scratch the bruschetta off the list there.
Okay.
There won't be any tomatoes.
Shit.
You could break new ground and have it the bruschetta, tomato leaf bruschetta.
Okay, yeah, I can use tomato leaves. I can use
Sounds terrible.
Nice tomato leaf salad. Carrots, will they be growing underneath? So in 3 weeks' time, post-harvest, could I yank up those carrot stalks and there will be baby carrots underneath? What do you think?
I can give you a plan B. My gut feeling is that there won't be a massive crop under there, but without being the bearer of bad news, you could actually use the carrot tops and blend them up into a carrot top pesto.
Okay, so
there you go.
Just running here. Carrot
being
tops,
optimistic.
Tomato leaves so far.
So far it's just a salad with no substance apart from leaves.
Well, the pesto, we're going a pasta. That could be his main dish.
Onions. When I yank up the onions, will there be any small onions underneath there?
My sense there is that you might be using the onion leaf for the flavour.
Okay, it's going to be a real leafy salad.
Oh, my God. Can I just say all there is going to be is leaves and herbs? Are you allowed to add anything for the chef?
Costa Georgiatis, are you just being nice and taking a roundabout way to say I've just got a big pot of weeds?
That was a snort.
Is there,
ladies
there
and gentlemen,
anything?
That was an official snort from our scrutineer.
Shut up. Stop. Stop taking so much joy in this. Herbs and lettuce leaves aside, do we have any solid vegetables? Keep in mind around there is the piss pot with the radishes and the phosphorus injections. Will we have any solid vegetables post-harvest 3 weeks from now? Give it to me straight, Costa. Are you with us or against us? Because if you're not with us, you're against us, big
boy. This is so funny.
You've put me under immense
pressure. Just tell him. Rip the Band-Aid off. Tell him.
Straight, Costa.
My feeling is that within 3 weeks, and given the minimal amount of light that you've been growing under, that it's going to be a very much a plate that's got garnishes aplenty.
Okay, there we go. That's all we needed. That Lakey is literally just growing big leaves and herbs, and the chef will have no vegetables or substance. I will allow you, if you would like to take this, how about you add some pasta to the meal? So then you could make a nice herby salad pasta and the pesto like Costa.
Don't you pasta patronise me.
I'm just trying to help.
Don't you
pasta patronise.
It's what my Uncle Luigi would do.
I'm in shock.
Devoed.
He's almost in tears. It's okay.
It's all right.
We'll get through this.
And we'll bounce back.
Take the pasta option.
I wouldn't be the first farmer to go through tough times.
That's right.
Mother Nature, one thing we know is that the sun will rise tomorrow.
You will rebuild.
And the rains will eventually come. Thank you, Costa Georgiadis.
To a song.
I look forward to our post-harvest meeting in 3 weeks' time. Enough leafy salad.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.